Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, nice and loud, nice and loud. Clapping along,
clapping along.
Oh, God. Honestly, Judith, I'm still not 100%. I know this is boring and we might have to do Snorlaw on me, but I was getting all better and then had a relapse. I had a little relapse. What I think might have happened, I might have got over the strep throat and picked up a viral infection elsewhere.
Oh, no.
I think I've got one on top of the other. I think I've just got a stinking cold now. It's just very boring.
I can hear it.
Yes, I know. I'm all nasally. It's a good job I haven't got any voiceover work, isn't it?
Good job. She said semi-bitterly.
Not even semi-bitterly, Judy. Do you know what I've been doing this past week? Can I just tell you?
Go on.
I signed up to a mushroom identity course.
This is a little bit, instead of voiceover work, it's quite off message, isn't it?
Well,
but yes, you know, go on.
Needs must and all that. I signed up to a mushroom identity course with Sussex Wildlife Trust.
Why? Yes. Why?
Because I'm fucking obsessed by mushrooms for the time being.
Think I know you. I feel, is this really you on the other end of this line?
Or is it my evil, nature-loving twin? It's my, what happens, you get a mushroom a day, and I think it only lasts for 6 or 7 days, but I can now identify fly agaric, jelly ear, puffball, shaggy ink cap, penny bun, and stinkhorn.
My God. Yeah. Aren't they brilliant names?
Yeah, they are. And mushrooms are, they're the tits. I noticed a mushroom book. There's this sort of extraordinary book about mushrooms that came. You know what it's like? If you say mushroom 3 times in front of your phone, all of a sudden your Instagram just picks up all these, the algorithms, doesn't it? And all of a sudden it's...
Well, I don't know because I haven't done that, but...
Well, just try it. Just say mushroom in front of your phone and you will be sent all mushroom ephemera.
Good heavens. Does this mean you're going to be buying sort of mushroom tea towels? Are you going to have a sort of mushroom...
I'm not going to go that far, but I might buy a mushroom Christmas tree ornament.
Oh, I might buy one of those.
For a minute,
I thought you were suggesting a mushroom instead of a Christmas tree.
No, Judith, they can be quite poisonous. They can be quite evil. By the way, I don't know whether you've managed to get one yet, but I ordered 2 by accident, so I should really put one in the post to you, but whether I'll ever be asked, I don't know. You know those felt Christmas trees you hang on the back of the door?
I sent you the link and I never got round to it, so yes, please, I would love that.
Okay, right.
Is it big? Could you be bothered?
No, I don't think so. I think I can be bothered as long as my dilemma here, Judith, I think one is better than the other and I want to send you the more shit one.
And that means... you'll send me the
more shit them
one.
Out of their packaging. One is from Amazon, one was from a Chinese company, and I cannot tell which one is the good one and which one is the shit one.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. I really...
I tell you
exactly
what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Ip Dip Dip My Blue Ship.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Come on.
I'm going to do Ip Dip Dip My Blue Ship, sailing on the water like a cup and saucer. You are it. And then I'll think, but which it? Is it Judith's it or is it my it? I don't know.
Well, I'll know whether you've done that or not by whether the packaging is opened on the one that I received. But to be honest, I wouldn't even do that. I'd look and then I'd send you the shitter one. But no, it's very, very kind of you. Seriously, it's very kind of you. And,
Judith, I have all good intentions, but I have a slight aversion to post offices and things like that.
Oh, God, you know what?
Do you think it will go in if I just put a big stamp on it? Will it just... Oh, I'm going to have to...
Of course, bug a few on. I mean,
just
bug a few on.
Does it work like that? Okay, right.
How big... Wait a minute. Is it very big?
No, it's a sort of smaller than a shoebox.
Okay.
Wrapped up.
Okay. Okay. It so would it have to go in the parcel? Would it fit in? Will it fit in the postbox, or will you
no,
have to?
No. No. Oh, it won't I fit say. In the postbox. Okay, so you see if, what I'm saying.
Oh, I do. I do.
I'll keep you posted on it, Judith, because I want.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, it is. Yeah, I know. I can't laugh. I've got sweat trickling down my back.
Oh, have you? Have
yeah,
you?
And then the sweat dries, it goes a little bit of a temperature, not too bad. I mean, you know, it's unusual having a temperature at my sister's house because she never has the heating on. I'm at our Sarah's, aren't I? Because the bang, bang, bang it next door.
It's got quite
bang,
bad, hasn't
bang,
it?
Yeah, bang. Yeah, now, listen, yeah. You've got your friend Jill there. What's she doing there? Which one's Jill?
Jill is the one that I was at university with. I've got two friends that I'm still very friendly with from university. Claire Lord, who's the painter.
Yes.
And my friend Jill, who still lives in Newcastle. I say still because she's lived there for a very long time. She's the girl's sort of godmother, honorary godmother. She's like, she's a very, very... close memory of the family. And she's just wonderful. She's like having a, you know... So while I'm doing the podcast this morning, she said, and this is exactly what my mother would have said in this situation, Judith, give me some jobs. Give me
she
some
didn't.
Jobs. She did.
This is
absolutely.
Why she's... Yeah, is this why you've invited her down, isn't it, really? You'll be on this podcast for 3 or 4 hours. You just won't tell Jill. By the time you finish this podcast, she'll have cleaned out your cupboards.
She will. Well, I might slide a few jobs, extra jobs under the door. Do you know what I mean?
What did you ask her to do?
Oh, stop it. She's cleaned the pram. She's cleaned the double pram because that was a bit of a mess.
Oh, God, they're disgusting, aren't they?
Oh, well, they're muddy as well this time of year, aren't they?
Well, I don't know because I've never driven Arlo through mud.
Well, not in the park. Must be muddy sometimes in the park.
No, I keep to the path in the park. Well, I took him out the other day though, Judith, to get new shoes. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Is he walking? Is he walking?
No, is he heck? He's not that child. I'm not sure. He's just not bothered. No, I mean, he'll walk around if you hold his hands. I think he's quite timid. I think he's scared of falling. But he's got to have shoes for nursery. And it's honestly, Judith, they're very cute, but it's £32 for four square inches of leather, isn't it?
Well, why don't we do... What we could do is... I mean, Sienna's getting through them like nobody's business.
Well,
The man said,
well, we'll see you in about 6 weeks' time.
For another one? Oh, for goodness
For another
sake.
Well, pair.
Would he like some of the twins' old ones?
Well, we could
do allowed?
Swap, couldn't we? If I could be asked to post your Christmas tree.
Yes.
I'm not
yes.
sure it's allowed, though, because it depends how wide the twins' feet are.
Does it really matter at this age?
Yes, it does, Judith, because they make quite a song and dance about...
Well, they would do at the shoe shop.
At the shoe shop, yes, because the bones aren't set yet. There are many hundreds of bones in a child's foot, and they are not...
Yes, I can imagine
they're
that.
Not set yet, because I once wrote a short story on my Little Lifetimes thing, and it was set in the children's shoe department of John Lewis, and I did quite a lot of research...
Did
and there
you?
Are all these tiny, fine little bones in a child's foot. And that's why it's very, very important. And I tell you the other thing that they're very strict about when it comes to that sort of stuff, growing out of things. The child seat, you know, the car seat.
Oh, yes, yes.
That twat. Because honestly, they're the bane of my life, the car seats. Bane
oh, my
of
God.
My
all
fucking
of
life.
All yes. of us.
And anyway, I'd been stuffing Arlo into the one that was far too small for him for a couple of months at least. And he could only really sit in it with his shoulders kind of hunched forward. So I managed to go to Halfords and get him a new one. And so I took the old one.
Good for you.
I know. God, I felt like you. I felt
well,
like...
Well, yes, I'm trying to picture it. So you found it out of... I mean, you must have driven to a sort of out of town...
No.
You know, I could, yeah, kind no, of whatever
no, no,
they're
Judith.
Called, shopping
no,
centre.
No. There's one in Brixton. There's one a mile away.
Oh, is there?
There's one 12 minutes drive from my house with a car park. You never get car parks in shops in London.
You don't. London, you don't.
And I felt so triumphant when I just got there and I parked up. And then I bullied this bloke.
Yeah,
and
he said, we're straight not... up to the inquiry desk. Excuse me, did you?
Yeah,
did you?
Absolutely. Right. And I got this fella. He said, we don't have to fit them anymore. I said, well, the only reason I've come here is that you're going to fit this for me.
Oh, nice move. Nice move.
I used my trump card. I said, the fact is, I don't have a fully operational left hand.
Oh!
And, well, you know, it's true.
That.
It is true. It's on about 40% strength, which is why I can't press two buttons at once on all the kids' equipment and all that kind of stuff. So he did a bit huffing and puffing, but he put it in for me.
He had to, because otherwise you might have tweeted it, or something like that.
Absolutely, but God, I felt like I'd sort of climbed Everest when I did that. Anyway, I took the old car seat into the kids' charity shop in East Dulwich, where they only do kids' stuff. It's brilliant, brilliant. It's such a great idea.
Great. It is a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it smells a bit of weed. It does smell a bit of weed. But and they said, we can't take it. We're not legally allowed.
I'm not surprised. I know.
There was a woman in the shop, though, and she said, well, my six-month-old has just grown out of his. She said, I'll take it. I said, I can guarantee we've not had the tiniest little nudge. So, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it was only used part-time. It's just a bit ludicrous,
isn't
it? I know,
but they get very worried. See, I mean, Sienna was the same. Oh, you can't do that. You can't go on Facebook Marketplace because they might have had an accident. I know, but it is such a waste, isn't it? Brilliant idea. Yeah. Funnily enough.
Go on.
I was in the charity shop the other day. Sorry, we're going down another little rabbit hole here, aren't we? Dropping stuff off and getting in. There was a woman there who was trying to give the charity shop one of those, what do you call them, life jackets for children. Yes. And the woman said, oh, no, we can't take that. She said, well, why not? Well, because it might, you know, it's too much. Somebody might sue us or there's too much risk or blah, 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 blah. And you'll have to just put it in the recycling. And so she was about, I mean, it was ridiculous. So I said, well, I'll have it. I'll have it, you know.
Yeah, but it's only one. What's the other one going
to
do?
Well, they'll have to take it in turns, won't they?
Well, you've been a bit naughty today, so you're not getting the life jacket. I'm going to... Whoever's been really good gets the life jacket, and that's how we're going to deal with this.
The other one's expendable. Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to get a kayak, are you? You're not going to encourage them with all that kind of nonsense, are you?
Well, I might. They might go in. It's conceivable.
I can see two kayaks out the corner of my eye right now.
Me on the shore with a whistle.
No, literally, I'm talking about from where I am sitting in my sister's house, if I glance to the left, I can see two fucking kayaks.
Oh, you mean inside, in the house?
They're in her garden.
Aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. There's all kayaks and paddles in there.
Oh, well, it would be, you know. She's way more outdoor than me, isn't she?
I think you're a bit equal, actually. You're a bit equal. You are, actually, to be honest. No, she's, anyway. Okay, I'm going to our notes now. And the first note from you is...
Yes.
You've had your first online Christmas card, Judy.
I have. I don't know where you stand with online Christmas cards. But, that, you know, to be honest, because stamps are apparently, get this, 60p a go these days.
That's for a second classer as
second
well.
Second class. I know. I've got a horrible feeling there's going to be a bit of a tsunami of... online Christmas.
Did you bother to open it? And was it one of those ones that did things?
Oh, they all do that, I think. I think they all do that. I very rarely have... I mean, this is a terrible thing to admit, isn't it? Because I know they're well-meant. People are very well-meaning and whatever. And
well, is it? That, is it, but... Judith? Is it those big corporations to get some poor sod that once upon a time would have worked in the post bit of the operation and they say, you know, bung one of those online and send it to everyone in our address book? Is it well-meaning, really? Is there any effort there? Not really.
No, they're kind of annoying, aren't they? And they also go on for quite a long time. I don't know whether you get them, but you think, yeah, well, it's all very lovely, isn't it? And then the robin comes out and then it starts to snow and then the sleigh. Happy Christmas from wherever it is. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, and did it say, this year, instead of sending Christmas cards, we are donating money to...
Of course. Of course.
And you just think, well, I hope you bloody well are.
Well,
bloody well hope
quite,
you are.
Quite.
Absolutely. Well, are you going to send or are you not sending this year?
Well, at the moment, to be honest, I am, everyone I'm meeting, I'm kind of saying I'm not going to send Christmas cards. But I think I will have to send some. I will have to send some. What about you?
I'd be very disappointed if I didn't get one saying, from Judith and Mike and the gang. That's what
well,
I
you'll
want
get
from
one.
You.
I mean, you'll yeah, get yeah. one.
Well, I'm but... thinking of making some again. But, you know, Judith, I haven't painted or done any art for, like, 6 weeks. I have lost my confidence.
Oh, you haven't.
I
also
have a bit.
Back. That's, I mean, I've let it lapse for a great deal longer than you have. A lot more than this. You'll get it
yes,
back.
Yes, but you've
anyway.
Been busier. And I've had afternoons where I thought I could paint now. And then the light's gone. And I think, well, like, oh, no. And I've just lost a little bit of my confidence.
That's sad to hear that. Well, the only way to do it is to get back onto it.
I think you're right.
The only
get
way
back
to do
on
it.
The saddle, get back. I mean,
exactly.
You know, when Arlo comes around, he gets stuck in. He likes a bit of felt tipping. That's what he likes.
Does he? Do you know the twins aren't interested in that at all?
What didn't you make? Weren't you doing class with them yesterday?
Well, we were going to, but Stanley got foot poorly. So we had to. So today, I think they're coming around this afternoon. And Jill and I have got we've got cutting and sticking activities planned, which is actually making Christmas cards. So I went to Hobbycraft. Fucking love Hobbycraft.
Oh God. Has it got its own car park as well?
Oh, it's got its own. Funny enough, it's right next to. Oh, it's a lovely development. You've got Dunelm one end. You've got Halfords. Aforementioned.
Yeah.
And then you've got Hobbycraft. And there's another one that I'm not interested in.
Oh, I'm touching myself. Oh, you see, I was very sniffy about Dunelm for
I know
a long
you
time.
Were.
And
I
then
know.
I accidentally stumbled into a branch and I was very taken with the quality of their rugs.
Of course you were. I mean, they're good value as well, stuff in Dunelm.
Yeah,
honestly,
I would not dismiss it again. I would always stick my nose into a Dunelm.
Yeah.
So you've got. I've never done a Hobbycraft into an actual Hobbycraft. You know, I don't know one locally. I don't know if I can drive to one and park up and
you
have
will
a,
be able to.
A lovely day out. Does
Ooh,
it have a cafe?
I tell
Does it?
You what.
Did it have a
no.
cafe?
No, oh. but there's one in Dunelm. Oh. But yeah. That's okay. the only disappointment. The only thing, what I would say, Jenny, do you know we should go to Hobbycraft together? I mean, the thing is, you must go to a Hobbycraft. And God, I hope they're going to give us some tokens or something after this.
Oh, tokens. Oh, God. Can you imagine waking up one day and just not knowing that today is the Hobbycraft token day? And you go downstairs and the postman's just been, you think, oh, that's... What's this envelope? I wonder what's in here. And you open it up and some about 40 quid's worth of Hobbycraft tokens fall into
your
lap.
I was going to say 20 would get me there with some excitement. But yes, 40
would really
was four, Is that your limit?
Yeah,
just in case they're listening. Okay.
Yeah, we want 40 quid's worth of vouchers each.
Vouchers.
And then we'll bang on about Hobbycraft forever.
It's a bit like John Lewis Haberdashery, but cheaper and more stuff. But I tell you what, they have utterly got. They tell you why they know us, because right at the front of the store is the making your own Christmas card stuff. They know us. They know what we're like. You see, I'm doing it this afternoon with the twins. You're planning yours. They've got the sponge filter things.
I think if I don't get my confidence back, I'm going to copy you and I'm going to get Arlo to make them and then send them out and just say these are shit because I didn't do them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because they're done by a 16-month-old baby.
Exactly. You just put a thing on the back saying, you know, made by Arlo. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, it's... You know, we've talked before about kind of a shop that we wouldn't mind getting locked into.
Yeah.
Over, you know.
I think that was always John Lewis or Peter Jones, wasn't it? We always fancied that.
Yes.
Because the great thing about John Lewis, Peter Jones, etc., there's a bedding department, somewhere to lie down.
Yeah.
And there's also the cafes and you could break in and have some food and drinks. My worry with Hobbycraft would be lying down space.
Yes. I think you could improvise. There's a whole dressmaking section. So you could probably find some quilting. But yeah, it would be a bit... That would be a lot. Okay,
I'd have to knock through to Dunelm. Maybe if it's next door, I could just knock through.
We could be there for like 12 hours.
Oh, easily. That,
you know what I mean? We'd have a lot of fun, actually.
So what did you buy for the... when you're doing the Christmas cards with the twins, did you say that you're doing cutting and sticking, or are you doing...
No, it's stamping. I thought stamping... I've not really done paint, you know, like paint with them. And,
yeah.
But I thought a sponge... So I've got a sponge Christmas tree-shaped, you know, thing... Yeah. Oh, God, I just realised I've only bought one. That's a bit of a nightmare, isn't it?
Oh, God. Quickly, get Jill. Just message Jill now and say, what I want you to do is I want you to cut up a kitchen sponge into the shape of a Christmas tree, please.
She's an ex-teacher, so she'd do it really
Oh,
well.
Really? She's going to be great with the twins.
I know. That's,
God. Did she know before you invited her that there were going to be quite a lot of things for her to do?
And she knows me well. She knows me well, so I'd like to think so.
God, I'd be really excited about the Christmas card making, though. I'd be really...
I'm excited. I know, the only thing is I think the aftermath is going to be quite considerable.
Yeah, but Jill's there. Jill can sort that out. Right. Oh, now, I'll tell you what, Judith.
What?
Just while we're catching up on the week and all that sort of thing, Jeff and I did the show, the 20th Century Prince show at Dulwich College. Yes. We had quite a good day. We had quite, it was busy. And we ticked over all day. And there were a lot of owls came along. Can I just say now? I think Dulwich, East Dulwich, Crystal Palace and South London might be quite owl heavy. I'm not calling them fat. I just think there are a lot of owls in that quarter of London.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. It was thrilling.
How lovely. So they came along and said that they were owls. Is that how they announced themselves?
Yes. One said, I don't know whether to go twit-twoo. I'm not sure whether I have to... She said, I have to flap my arms? I said, no, you don't. That's pushing it a bit. But they all came to say hello. No, I don't think any of them bought anything, but that's absolutely fine because it made the stall look busy.
That's
another thing.
Absolutely.
You know, you want people coming over and animated conversations.
Yes,
and then people go, it's all going on over there. And, have you found some decent cushions for that sofa of yours yet?
I drove all the way to Burford because they've got this shop there which has got sort of offcuts and
But who would you make the cushions? Would you actually make
a cushion? I could make a cushion. Yeah, I would, absolutely. So I got all these swatches, got very excited about them. Ellen's with us at the moment. And I got them all.
She sneered. Did she turn to nose?
Oh, did she? Yeah. Worse than that. I put them all over the sofa. I didn't say anything to her. And then next time I went into the living room, she'd put them all in a pile with a big note on the top saying, no explanation mark.
But I could only see a couple and they just did look a little bit. You want on that teal, orange, and you want texture, and you might want pattern. I mean, I tell you what you want. You want a nice orange corduroy cushion, and then you want something with pattern next to it. You need five cushions, two in one corner, three in the other. Yeah, or three. You must never have an even number of cushions on a sofa.
You're kidding.
Never, ever, ever.
And I always do, everywhere. I've got two cushions or four.
Yeah.
And that's a big ask.
Yeah, you just take one off and chuck it on the other sofa.
Crikey.
And just uneven it up a bit. That's what you got to do.
I do bow to your superiority in terms of style.
There's only a couple of things that I can say with confidence, but that is one of them.
Crikey.
But of course, on the other hand, there will be a lot of people screaming at this podcast now going, Judith, don't listen to the bossy witch. You do you. You do you. And of course,
it will bother me. I mean,
You wouldn't be able to relax on your sofa, would you? Be going,
it would
fucking
be
hell.
Problematic.
Three cushions, three there and two there. What's going on? It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm going to struggle with that, Jenny.
I'm going to leave you to it. Do you know what? You do you, love. You do you. Okay.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you
everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, Judith, let's get back to, are we there with Christmas or not?
Is it on our radar?
Is it on our radar?
I think it is on our radar for sure. It's on Mike's radar. He rang me the other day from Aldi saying that he'd found a frozen goose to serve 8 to 12 for 30 quid. Should he get it? Got it. Came home
with
it.
What did you say? Did you say snatch it up?
Oh, I did say snatch it up. Indeed, I did. I mean, the bloody thing. I mean, I can't tell you how much it weighs. If you dropped it on somebody,
yeah.
I mean, it. Oh, I think my.
Does it weigh more than the twins?
Oh, God, yes. It weighs a ton. I mean, it's taking up all the room in the fridge. You'd be hopeless for you. You wouldn't have a freezer big enough.
We haven't got a freezer. No, I haven't got a freezer. No, I've only got peas and ice cream in our freezer.
Well, that'd be hopeless. I mean, it's good value. It'll shrink like mad when you sit with it. But yeah, why not?
Well, do you like goose? Do you like goose?
Oh, yes, I like a bit of goose. We always tend to overcook it. The problem with goose is that, you know, if you overcook it even slightly, it's a bit dry. But, and it's a big but, the skin is incredibly fattening and incredibly good. I mean, think, you know the duck pancakes that you get in Chinese takeaways that ones that have been reversed over? Well, the skin is like that, but much better. Oh, it's
I don't like duck. I've told you that before. Sometimes I don't think you even care.
I can't store everything you tell me. I'm amazed you don't like duck.
Well, anyway. I think it's going to be a small Christmas attire. I think it might just be me and Jeff. I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
In which case, wouldn't it?
Just a little chicken crown. Just no legs on it. Just a little malformed chicken. Oh. That's all we need, with some crispy skin on it. Easy day. Because we're spending a chunk of Christmas at Sarah's in Wales.
Lovely. Well, don't you go and have an argument again like you did 1 year.
It was a few years ago. It was just before lockdown, wasn't it? And I had a massive row with my nephews. And I had to go out for a walk to clear my head. And I didn't know when I was allowed to come back in.
Because it was a bit like being a naughty step, wasn't it? Told to go away and think about it. You know, like your teacher.
It was awful. Yeah, it was awful. People still talk about it. It was awful. Hey, did you see Cliff Richard talking shit on This Morning?
No.
It was great. You can catch up with it on any YouTube thing.
What was he talking about?
Right. Well, you know, the horribly emaciated Cliff Richard is perched like a starved bird on the edge of the sofa. Terrible, terrible. Looking like he's just been dug up. Talking about how he was offered the opportunity to have a photo taken with Elvis. And he's talking to the people on the sofa, Alison Hammond. For some reason, there's another person there who I can't remember. Might be that lad that I can never remember. Is he called Declan or... him, maybe, don't know. And Fergie. They have Fergie on This Morning.
Oh, I think I saw that the other day in the paper. What, as a regular sort of...
I think she's meant to be being a... a sort of relationship counsellor or some kind of fucking nonsense. My God. And I'm literally, I read something that someone said, you know, my marriage has lost its spark. And she said, oh, put your sexy underwear on. I thought, oh, Fergie.
Oh, that's somewhere I don't want to go mentally.
And it's gone back to some 1980s ridiculous, oh, God, get over it.
Oh,
anyway,
right.
So Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
Like looking like a, you know, terrible little scrotum sitting there talking about how he'd been given this opportunity to have a photo taken with Elvis, but because Elvis had put on so much weight, he didn't want to have a photo taken with Elvis because he said, if I'm going to have a photo of Elvis on my refrigerator, I want him to look good.
And oh, my God.
And as Hammond said, Cliff Richard said, and then he died. And Alison Hammond just was really fantastically waspish back. And she said, so you missed the opportunity because, you know, he was a bit heavier. And I think the penny might have dropped at this point that he was talking to, you know, a large and proud woman who was trying not to roll her eyes at this skinny little prick. And then she sort of laughed and said something like, so that's why you don't want me at your house. And he's flogging some book, and I just hope that it knocks noughts off the profits.
Oh, he should have just gone onto the golf course and gone to Barbados by now, shouldn't he? Shouldn't be still doing stuff. I mean,
if you're going to sit on national television and spout nonsense like that, somebody needs to have a word with you. Somebody, your publicist, when you come off stage, needs to say, you never, ever, ever talk like that again. Do you realise what you've done? Anyway.
He's really... what with Cliff Richard and Sarah Ferguson? What are they thinking about? I mean, it might have been the 1980s. Come on.
It's very odd, isn't it, Judith? Mind you and I jump at it. If we got a phone call now saying, would you like to do a couple of mornings a week on this morning, you and Judith? We'd say we'd want a sofa each. And on Judith, she's got to have two cushions in each corner. And Jenny's got to have an uneven number.
We'd be excited, wouldn't we?
Have you had any food?
Of course we would.
We'd be so excitable. And we could do Craft Corner. We could have
couldn't we? We could do Hypochondriacs Corner. I think we'd go down very well. I mean, seriously.
It's just this podcast, but on the telly, and we'd get paid for it.
That
Can
is
you
the way
imagine?
It's starting to look, isn't it? God, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
So, Judith.
Yes.
Food sensation of the week.
Oh, I'm still not eating the carbs, in theory. So I don't really have any. But I thought I'd kick the kind of sugar thing, but I haven't really kicked it. The other day, I just had this overwhelming need for a Magnum ice cream. It was about 9:30. I was in my gym jams, and I had to get the car keys out. I put my anorak on over my pyjamas, and I drove all the way to Ensham. You know, it was about 15 minutes. Went to the co-op, thought, fuck it, I don't care if anybody sees me looking like this. Bought a Magnum, bought three, actually.
Right, if you're going to go out in your pyjamas at 9:30, did you have one in the car on the way back?
Of course I had
another one when you got in.
Exactly. You know me so well, don't you? Yes, I did. And I've got one in reserve in the freezer.
Well, it's emergency rations, Judith. It can't just not have any treats at all.
Oh, I did enjoy it. Oh, I see. I just had to have a Magnum. But you're not like that.
I don't get that.
No,
I don't. There's never anything where I think, if I don't have that, I'm going to go mad. Because if I thought, oh, I'm hungry, I'd just have a piece of toast.
Yeah, I know. But you've got a different attitude. We're different. We're wired differently in terms of
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I might get panicky if there was no wine in. I got to 9:30 and I wouldn't have to get the car out because...
Wouldn't you?
Just...
You wouldn't be that bad. You wouldn't be that bad.
No, because I've got a corner shop 5 minute walk away, which is open till midnight.
Don't rub it in.
Okay. but no,
What's
I like
you?
The idea. Oh, well, I tell you, I'm a very, very big fan this week of Marx's celery, apple and walnut cabbage slaw.
Oh, that's a new one, isn't it?
I don't know whether it is. I think it's been around before, and then they sort of took it off the shelves for a bit, and then it's... Maybe it's a sort of pre-Christmas thing, or maybe it's just a winter thing. But I really, really like it, and it's got raisins in as well.
Oh, I'm just... Cabbage. Sorry, I just need to hit a right amount. Need to write. Celery, apple, and...
White cabbage.
Very nice.
But thin white cabbage, not yes. too much of it. Matchstick yes. cabbage, very celery, nice. Apple and walnut Ooh, slaw, right? Lovely, very, very lovely. Nice. I have it with everything. I had it with sausages the other night.
Oh, nice combination, Jenny.
Very nice. Spicy sausages, a bit of that coleslaw and half a baked potato. Lovely. Yeah.
Can't
but you couldn't have the baked
that,
potato. You
know.
You can't have that. Could you have the cabbage slaw? Could you have
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
I could.
And you could have the sausages.
Oh, we could have the sausages. I mean, absolutely. Might have more sausages than you had.
I had two sausages.
How many?
Yeah, you see, yeah, I had two sausages.
Oh, I had me
too. I'm like you with cushions. Two sausages. And then you're a bit like me with my cushions with your sausages. You'd have three. Yeah, but if you're not having a baked potato, you're allowed. So there you go.
I think
Jeff
allowed,
didn't have.
Definitely.
Jeff didn't have the same as me. He had beans and mash.
Beans. I didn't want the slaw. Mind you, you don't really want anyone sharing your slaw.
No,
do
I didn't
you?
Want anybody.
Because they're not big.
Anybody
they're not
touching
big
cards,
it. I should think.
No. There's just a little side tub. Yeah. Anyway, so I think it's time now. We go to Culture Corner.
Indeed. Now, the crown.
Well. Oh yes. Now I don't think I was I was not as disappointed as you, Judith.
I was a little bit disappointed. Feels like a disappointing World Cup. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like we know anything about the World Cup, but even so, yeah, I mean, that last match of the World Cup, if we're in it, that's interesting. No, I didn't hate it. I thought some of the casting was a bit off. I thought Dodie was awful. I'm very sorry if anybody's
making you?
It.
I didn't. Yeah. Quite liked, I thought, yeah.
No,
oh,
I thought
okay.
he was really weak, and I just thought, well, what's she seeing in him, this little short-ass nobody?
Well, perhaps, though, she didn't see that much in him. She just had a summer of fun, is kind of what they were saying. I don't know how they knew that.
Well, there was a lot of that, wasn't there? A lot of private conversations that are very hard to prove actually happened.
Very much so.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on, a lot of supposition.
A lot
and
of
also,
supposition.
The ghosts. I mean, why wasn't there somebody at a meeting... Who, you know, when they were doing the round table thing, who, when it got to the ghost bit, just went, ha ha, we've got ghosts, what the fuck, is this a joke? Who put this in for a laugh? What the fuck are you playing at?
I know, so old fashioned.
Yeah.
And sort of heavy handed.
Heavy handed is the word,
ooh, yeah.
I think it was, you know. Clumsy, and I think, but she was so good, the girl playing
She
Diana.
Was brilliant.
I mean, in a kind of, just looks-wise, it was uncanny, wasn't
and
it?
And the mannerisms and the way she talked, she'd really had got it, hadn't she?
And
I
the body.
I just know. I believed it was her.
So did I.
Yeah. And that shot
of terrifying.
Her. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's extraordinary. And a brilliant actress. So all around, amazing. But you know that shot of her on Dodie's yacht where she's sort of on the diving board, dangling her legs?
Yeah.
Which
that
was
classic shot.
The classic shot. So she was sort of semi in silhouette. I mean, it absolutely was her body shape.
It was remarkable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, there was some... So it'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it? Well, interesting, who would know what the relationship between her and Dodie actually was and how it ended and how she ended up in Paris and all of that. It'd be an interesting way
and,
of interpreting
and whether
it,
the ring was true and all.
And whether the ring was true, that's right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But I can imagine that Dodie was... kind of thinking that, okay, albeit in his massive grief, that he might be embraced into the royal family at some point, but obviously he wasn't.
Do you mean Dodie's dad?
I mean, Mohammed
Al-Fayed. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would imagine.
He became a little cartoon monsterish, I think.
He did, actually.
Slightly, but, I mean, he did it well, but there was a kind of slightly panto villain thing going on there.
A little bit. But also, I wanted to move on with the story. I mean, I think there's a bit in me which is kind of, you know, I know there are only four more episodes and that's the end of this sort of massive kind of, you know, roller coaster of a hit, which I've loved. And I think, well, yes, I know we know all that story about the Balmoral and not going to the view, you know, coming down to London early enough. And yeah, can we just go on a bit now? I want to get on to the next series.
Oh, what are you like?
I know.
I wonder if in, you know, sort of like 30 years' time, they'll resurrect it and do the sort of... I mean, where is it going to get up to, this series? Do you know? Where will it finish?
It is the last series. It looked from the trailer... God, I'm obsessed with it. It looked like it was going to go up to William and Kate. It didn't look to me like it was going to do Harry and Meghan, because I think they'd have put that in the trailer. Having said that, surely the best full stop, as it were, would be the Queen dying. So I don't know. I mean, surely that is the full... That would be the logical full stop.
I'm just thinking a Christmas special. Next year, Christmas special. Maybe they've done that. Do you know what I mean? I tell you what we started last night, Judith, and I can't remember whether you saw Squid Game, the drama.
No, not really.
Okay, they're doing the games that they played on Squid Game, the drama. And we started it last night, and I am already very, very hooked.
Are you? Is it a sort of reality thing? Is it? Is it?
Yes, it is. And it's the biggest purse of a prize of a reality TV show ever. It's 4.something million.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
For one winner?
Yes. Yes. So it's all the rules of Squid Game without anybody dying. So it's kind of difficult to... it's difficult to describe if you've neither seen Squid Game or this. It's a little bit tricky, but it is bonkers. And it was open to English speaking contestants around the world. So there are people from the States, there's people from all over.
Oh, I see. It's English international.
It's international. Yeah.
I tell you what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Archie, which is about Cary Grant. I think that might start tonight or tomorrow.
Now is this... it's obviously... Is it a documentary or is it a drama?
It's a drama. Oh, and it looks classy. And
I wonder who's playing Cary Grant.
I don't know.
We'll report back next week because obviously I'm gonna jump on that as well. That's a very good steer from you, Judith.
Thank you.
Archie about Cary Grant. This is about his terrible childhood, isn't it?
And this astonishing story of growing up in a Bristol slum, you know, and then being the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
And an absolute dish to boot.
And an absolute dish. I remember my mother saying, oh, Cary Grant. She had the hots for Cary Grant. I think they all did, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Right, so we're moving on to podcasts now, Judith. Because we're young people and we listen to podcasts.
Well,
we have to encourage our demographic to get into the podcast because...
We do.
Was it you said you were chatting before we managed to get my technical problems sorted out? That is it only 15% of our age group listen to
apparently,
podcasts?
Apparently, yes. You and Davis did a very good bottom line about the monetization of podcasts, etc. And
I
bet
you were listening to that. I bet you were
taking
notes.
Apparently only 15% of the baby boomers are listening to podcasts at the moment, but it is growing fast. And baby boomers are particularly the ones that, you know, I think might even be less than 15%. So, yes, I think we do.
So women are sort of jumping on the bandwagon quicker.
Yeah, starting to realise.
There's a lot for them, absolutely sort of tailor-made for them. Yes. I very much enjoyed this week Tams and Greg on comfort eating. Fascinating family background. Just the way she described her childhood, I was so vivid. It was, and just not what you're expecting. Just really, it's only about half an hour. They're quite short, or 40 minutes, the Grace Dent Comfort Eating podcast.
I like Grace Dent very much, and I like Tams and Greg. The other podcast that I found is it's called Young Again. It's Kirsty Young talking to people, ostensibly about looking back to their younger selves. I mean, basically, they're in-depth interviews, and she's such a good interviewer, isn't she? I mean, she's marvellous.
But so who did you listen to?
I loved Steve Coogan. I mean, I kind of fancy Steve Coogan quite badly. And he was... he was really... I mean, a bit like you were saying with Tams and Greg, I sort of, you know, not the kind of background that I expected. Very honest, very humble, actually. He's got great sort of humility and so likeable with everything that he's done, and he's so clever. So that was good, and I think
he's so clever. He really is. What he's done, the body work is huge now, isn't it?
And it's very disparate as well. Yeah. You know, huge sort of broad.
Clever
really
boy.
Good.
Books now, Judith. I have finished Brittany's autobiography. It's a bit of a mislit thing, actually. It's a sort of like, it's a joyless book. It's a really kind of sad look back at a life that just goes wrong. I mean, it's huge success and all that kind of thing. And the way she's treated by her father and the management is Victorian. But it lacks a joie de vie. It lacks any long passages of fun. It just... Everything turns sour. It's interesting, but it's not a patch on I'm Glad My Mom Is Dead. I'm now on a very trashy Liz Taylor and Richard Burton biog, and I've no idea why I'm bothering, because it's a bit idiotic. We're on The Bee Sting still, and you mentioned a book last week, and I just started listening to it last night, and that is the Dolly Alderton. Have you finished that yet?
Oh, I finished it, and I loved it.
I tell you what's interesting about it, because... She's written from the man's point of view. He's a slightly failing stand-up comic, and his relationship has just broken up, and she's writing it from his angle. And that's unusual.
It is unusual. However, the last third of it is her point of view. So she switches.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yes. I shall romp through that then. Okay, now we're on to emails, Judith. Well, we had a bit of result from the US of A, did we not?
Get us.
That'll teach me, because I said, I don't believe in any publicity. This won't do anything. We won't get a single listener from the Wall Street Journal. And we had hordes of them writing in.
Very exciting, wasn't it, to receive those?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yes, we had women saying, I'm from Ohio, I'm from Texas, I'm from all sorts of places. Mm. Yeah.
Tell your friends is what we say to that.
Absolutely.
Tell your friends, please.
They even were sending Thanksgiving recipes. I thought I'll pass that on to Judith. Got a bit complicated, I tell you. Anyway, we've also had a lot of love from Sofa. What's the name of your...
Sofa.
You're not on your own there, Judith. People saying that they are the sofas of choice.
Indeed, I know. Again, I think maybe I'm writing that down. Maybe I'll get some cushions. I might get a freebie cushion or two, mightn't I? We'll have a go. Did you see, by the way, the email from Leslie, 63.9 months, from the Hong Kong branch?
Oh, yes, she lives in Hong Kong.
She said, am I the only one who thought going to Zipland was going to a massive haberdashery warehouse full of zippers?
You'd enjoy that, Judith. You'd enjoy that more than... Zip World, which
high
is...
High-velocity fucking...
Yeah, you're going to do in the spring when the weather's a bit better. And you've girded your loins. And this one made me laugh as well. Hello, lovely ladies. And this is from Sarah Smart. And she is 62 and 6 months. And she said she was listening to episode 223 while making a dal to go with a homemade curry tonight.
Nice.
She burst out laughing at the thought of Judith Mac-cunting. I know what she did. And she meant Mac hunting, but it sounded like she was Mac hunting. So, there you go.
You know, it might be the kind of thing that comes out of my mouth these days, since I've got closer to you, Jenny.
Yeah, you've got a right potty mouth on you these days.
I have these days. I'm less than you.
Yes, you are. Now, just before we finish, I just want to say that, both of us had met Annabelle Giles, and I'd worked with her on a couple of occasions and had some really, really, really happy memories of her. And it was a shock this week to find out that she died of a brain tumour, having been diagnosed only in the summer. And, huge, huge love to all her close friends and, of course, her family and her kids. And it's just...
She was amazing.
She was so funny as well, so clever. And you know what, Judith? The industry didn't know what to do with her.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I think you're right. I never understood why she didn't get further, really, in terms of presenting and just, witty, funny, gorgeous, likeable.
It was
everything.
Like she was just too much, and she was extraordinary. And I went to Tunisia with her, and I'm going to try and find some photos, because I don't even know whether it was ever aired. It was a travel program, and we went to Tunisia and we rode camels, And then we got back to this hotel and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And a curtain shower came down. I don't know quite what was going on. I think we got a bit pissed. I don't know. But it was just, and we were, as I mean, I knew, I'd worked with her before, but when we got on the flight, we were instantly upgraded. And that was what travelling with Annabelle was all about, because she just looked like she should be in first class. She just, wow. You know, they just took wow. it for granted to come sit at the front. So really, really sad news. Sad. Anyway, thank you very, very much for listening to us today. Judith, we wish you all the best of luck this afternoon with your craft corner with the twins. I'm already very, very jealous.
You know, wait till you see the results and the state of the kitchen. I'll take some photos.
Yeah,
I might need to put some PPE on, I think. But yes, thank you. And you have a nice day. Lovely to talk to you. Send us emails, please, owls. olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
That is olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Yes, we got lots and lots of emails last week, and it does gladden our hearts. We do read every single one of them.
We certainly
do. And we do reply to quite a lot, but occasionally some slip through the net, and apologies for that. But just so you know, we really appreciate them. So cheers for that. And we'll be back with you this time next week.
Absolutely. Toodle-pip. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.